Angie for breakfast.
It was good. We had two games Saturday and then a three yesterday. So it all went well. We had a really interesting game at Kerry Park on Saturday evening. That was a twilight game between the two. And it turned out to be a great game with the lead changing about four times in the last 4 minutes.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, really good one. Southumbria won by 6 points at the end. And Kerry Park came back very well because just before halftime, Southumbria were up by quite a bit. And Southumbria must be a little bit frustrated because they had a draw last week and then there was a 6 point margin the week before. So they've had all close games, which is really good for the competition.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Any other highlights from the round?
Well, Augusta Margaret River had a big win at home down at Marg, so they beat Donnybrook. So that was 83-34. So that was quite a big margin there. And HBL and Collie had a good game up in Collie. HBL won that one, 50-39. But everyone said that was quite a close game as well. I didn't get up to that one.
Yes, and HBL. They've bribed me. I'm their number one ticket holder for the year.
Are you?
I am.
Pretty happy with how they're going there.
Yes.
Yes. So who have they got next week then? HBL. Oh, they're eating Boomers at home. So you'll be able to get out and watch a home game then, Angie.
That sounds bloody good to me.
Yeah. And what else happened over the weekend? Busselton had a win over Eaton Boomers. And Bunbury were out at Harvey. And Bunbury had a win over Harvey Bulls.
Right. And how's the Women's League going?
Oh, that was good. We had the three games on the weekend. Bunbury had a win over Harvey Bulls out at Harvey. South Bunbury had a big win over Kerry Park. But Kerry Park is doing well. They're getting their numbers together and really looking at their team. So I think we'll see better things to come for them. And Busselton actually had a big win over Eaton as well. So that competition is getting interesting now because, you know, the girls we only have three games for the girls each week now, so that's sort of starting to show who's coming out on top.
Brilliant. And I reckon women's footy is going to get so good because it was all like sort of started and it was new. It was like teams were stealing netball players and basketball players and hockey players and trying to get them to be AFL players, whereas now we get that continuous pathway. They're going to be like trained from kids into that sort of form. So it's going to get great.
It is. It's going to be such a big difference because you'll have girls coming through that have been playing for 10 years and things like that, just like the men have had for years. So it's really great to watch the juniors if people get a chance to get down and watch the 10s, 11s and 12s. So 11 and 12 years, school years, they're great games. You see the difference in the women footballers there and you know that they're only a couple of years coming into the senior side.
Beautiful. And something that's coming up is a big one for the footy league is the Belltop Round.
Belltop Round, that's round seven, so not next week but the week after, and that's where we have a real push on and just getting that message across for everyone to belt up with the statistics for country areas with accidents without seatbelts. Just accidents in general is quite high, especially with the young generation. So we'll have our host club making mention of that, giving some statistics around the difference between wearing a seatbelt and not, and just trying to get everyone to understand the importance of that. So that is round seven, and that's a really busy round. We've got quite a few cups happening as well there, so I'll tell you about that as we get a bit closer, and I'll tell you about next week. This weekend's coming towards the end of the week when we catch up.
Yeah, beauty. We'll catch up again on Friday, Simone. And that was the funniest thing ever. I could have sworn you told me it was the Belltop Round. And I was going to ask why it had such an interesting name. Belltop Round makes a whole pile more sense. You're on Triple M Southwest. It's Angie for breakfast.